Hello guys, welcome back. So after many days, we have finally come up with the new book, and the book name is Words That Change Minds: The 14 Patterns of Mastering the Language of Influence by Sheller Rose Cavett. Let's go to the description. How to master influencing language and get what you want without manipulating. Do you work and live with people who are hard to convince, who dismiss ideas before even thinking about them? Do you want to know how to influence people without being manipulative? Want to find out how people get motivated, how they get motivated and make decisions to be more persuasive with everyone? Learn how to use the right words with the right people and get through the communication wall. Well, the book seems to be pretty interesting, so let's deep down into the book. Sheller Rose Cavett's perspective. Cavett is world's authority on human resources. She has worked on UNESCO, CERN, Nokia, Microsoft, IBM, and the World Bank. Cavett later established a global HR consulting and training institute. She isn't a researcher, but a natural communicator who can get along with everybody. Introduction to the Words That Change Minds and the Lab Profile. Only a handful of books that have power to change the way you interact with others and influence them. Words That Change Minds is one of them. The book is based on the Language and Behavior Profile, LAB Profile, created by Roger Bailey. It's a tool that highlights how unique each individual is and can help you predict, understand, and by identifying what motivates them, how they think, and how they make decisions. Scientists studying neuro-linguistic programming developed personality archetypes in 1970s to describe how people communicate. Biological and environmental factors constitute the programming part of NLP. They determine how we program ourselves to perform well or poorly at certain tasks. How people communicate verbally. Biological and environmental factors constitute the programming part of NLP. They determine how we program ourselves to perform well or poorly at certain tasks. How people communicate verbally provides insight into how they think neurologically. By using NLP, you can gain a better understanding on how people make decisions, including how to build rapport with them and how to help them overcome their limiting beliefs. Based on NLP research, the book covers 14 different lab profile patterns types. These patterns describe what triggers and maintains someone's interest in a given situation. On the other hand, what demotivates them. For example, if you prefer to take initiative at work, you may soon become frustrated if you force it to wait for a long time. Excuse me. It is much easier to have a motivated team member or to re-engage a former customer by identifying what they need and meeting their requirements. In a given situation, lab profile patterns describe what someone prefers, and they reflect a person's motivation and behavior that are not on personality profile. So as people's behavior and motivation change depending on the context, so with their lab profile patterns, context is key. When someone is on vacation, their patterns are probably different from those who are in office or while buying groceries. There are two kinds of lab profile patterns: patterns of motivation and patterns of productivity. First one, they describe how people get motivated and what it takes them to get interested. Productivity. These describe people's internal mental process, what makes them productive, and how they become convinced of something. There are 6 motivation patterns and 8 productivity patterns. So total 14. The motivation patterns are level, direction, criteria, source, reason, and decision factors. The productivity patterns are scope, attention, direction, attention, direction, stress, response, style, organization, rules, structure, convincer channel, and convincer mode. The book will help you detect and expect language in everyday conversation. You will learn how other people would behave in a specific circumstance. You will also learn how to influence people's opinions as you speak using your personal traits. Words That Change Minds is a must read when it comes to career coaching, recruitment, training, negotiations, and even parenting. Story short 1. 2 motivation attribute patterns will get you going and thinking. Usually appealing language and avoiding upsetting language will help you influence people. In reality, influencing language is about choosing the words that will have the greatest impact. Different people have different motivations. Explore these categories of motivation patterns to influence people, level criteria and direction. In reality, influencing language is about choosing the words that will give the greatest impact. Different people have different motivations. Explore these categories of motivation patterns to influence people, level, criteria and direction. The level category means identifying whether you or someone else is proactive or reactive. These two unique motivations attributes may both get you going and thinking. Proactive. People with proactive pattern will take initiative. They tend to behave impulsively and without careful consideration. They may irritate some people because they charge ahead and disregard other people's feelings. Likewise, they may be seen as bulldozers. Proactive people have a knack for getting things done on the front lines. These people don't sit back and wait for others to take the lead. Reactive. People with a reactive pattern enjoy waiting for others to start for the proper conditions to arise. They contemplate and ponder without taking any action. They want to completely comprehend and evaluate the problem first. Likewise, they may wait for a long time. These people may aggravate proactive people because they take the time before acting. When they are at their most extreme, they exercise extraordinary care. They research every detail of a scenario, hence they are skilled at analyzing data. People generally fall somewhere along proactive-reactive spectrum at our work. Your keywords will influence whether you attract proactive or reactive candidates when you advertise a new job opportunity. A proactive candidate will respond to take the initiative or take the lead, whereas a reactive candidate will respond better. You might want to consider, once you have analyzed it, let's think it through. About 60% of people are both reactive and proactive. Story short 2. Certain words known as criteria cause a physical and emotional reaction. People describe their values in a given context through criteria. Setting criteria is about distinguishing between good and bad. There are hot balloons that determine which is dreadful, evil or good. Criteria are words, phrases and images that elicit a strong physical and emotional response. They are tied to a string of emotionally associated life experiences. Criteria can be positive or negative. Seeing or hearing our criteria leads to an emotional or physical response. None of us can agree on a single definition for each criterion. It's impossible to put a criterion in a single box. Market researchers typically look into people's preferences to tailor marketing efforts. If you want someone's attention, you must relate your message to their criteria. Story short 3. Two motivation. Story short 3. Two motivation directions influence the ability to achieve goals. As for direction, people either move towards their goals or away from their problems or a negative consequence. Toward. People with toward pattern focus on what they want rather than what they lack. Their desire drives them to get something. Toward oriented people can prioritize well. They see the big picture, achieving a goal energizes them. On a downside, they may not see what should be avoided, what is wrong. Others may consider them naive if they go too far and ignore potential issues. Story short 4. Two motivation patterns influence our judgments and decisions. People use two source patterns to make judgments and decisions. How do we judge? Is it internal or external? Internal. An inner drive drives internal people. Their work standard is accepting other people's opinions or following their directions. They often question those who criticize their works. They act on their own. They can collect data and make internal judgments. They seldom seek approval or praise from other people. So they perform poorly at giving feedbacks as managers. To soften the extreme internal pattern, use language such as you probably know, and then state that you are unsure they know. Or say, you may want to consider others have done this, and this provide examples. External. To fuel their motivation, external seeks their opinions of others, feedback and directions from outside. They may be unaware of their performance if they don't receive feedback at work. It's always if you are giving them directions. External people like it when others make decisions for them. They need external support to start or continue an activity. They always seek affirmation, feedback or results. Many people in this mode struggle to change habits or behaviors. Story short 5. Two patterns affecting our reasoning. People show two patterns when it comes to their reason. The reason category describes how a person reasons. One is in constant search of new solutions, preferring countless choices and sometimes struggling to choose one option. The others prefer to stick to established rules, having a clear step-to-step process to complete. Options. People with as an options pattern require new ways of doing things. They can always find a better way to achieve their goals. The options people enjoy creating systems, but they are not keen on following them. Options people can't help breaking or bending the rules. They are excited to start anew, but they may be unmotivated to maintain or finish a project. They may be reluctant to commit due to uncertainty. They may even make no decisions. Procedures. Procedures people always detail step-by-step instructions. They believe in a correct way what to do things. They can repeat the procedures once they have figured it out. Instead of asking why something is the way it is, the focus on the mechanics. Without a process, a procedure person becomes disoriented or frustrated. They always try to finish a process they started. Procedure people tend to be perfectionists. Telling them they can break certain rules may offend them. Story short 6. Two patterns influence how we manage views and grand designs. The scope category measures a person's capacity to deal with big picture or details. This category includes the following two patterns. Specific people are good at managing bits of information. At their worst, they can't form a perspective or overview. They want everything all laid out in order to start from finish. A specific person sees trees, limbs and twigs, not the entire forest. They may struggle to prioritize. When a story ends, they usually start again from the beginning. Are good at planning events. They thrive on meticulous attention to detail. Procedure people use steps, while people with a specific pattern prefer sequences. A procedure can have multiple start and end points, as well as branching options. Sequences occur in the same order from a limited time and only one way. General people's work towards an overview or conceptual level. They are focused briefly on details. People with general pattern may work in a random order because they see the big picture. 25% of people are equally specific and general. Story short 7. Two patterns affect our ability to respond. Self and other. The attention direction category measures one's ability to respond to stimuli. It examines whether a personal external focus on people or internal focus on themselves, self or other. Self-focused people care about more what people say and how they say it. They don't pick up on tone or body language. They are apathetic in their expression or feelings. It's hard for them to react and observe stimuli simultaneously. They respond in a way they think it's appropriate. Words alone can sway the self mindset regardless of the speaker on the level of rapport. They struggle to form relationships because they can't read other people's body language. They're blind to minor cues. Self people often lack interpersonal communication skills. They can become technical experts in fields where communication skills aren't really required. People behavior triggers involuntary response in people with other pattern. They read others' facial and body language quickly. They tend to animate when talking and will respond with a facial expression body. With the right approach, these people can build and maintain relationships. Story short 8. Three patterns influence how we respond to stress. Three ways to examine a person's stress response, whether at work or elsewhere. Note that it's not about how a person would react to a significant life crisis. Nearly everyone would experience an emotional response anyway. Here are the patterns in which people react to normal pressures: feeling, choice, and thinking. Feeling. Long-term employment in high-stress conditions may be difficult for these people. Feeling pattern of strong emotions and the stress triggers high emotional reactions. Feeling people appear overreacting or hypersensitive. They excel at creative endeavors. They rely on power of emotion to fuel their work. They don't cope well with rejection, so they would make choice. What is the most common pattern? Either people respond emotionally or normal stressors and then return to the rational state and then they become stressor. First, people constantly search for options when deciding. They don't base their decisions on only one factor. Their ability to empathize with others results from having felt emotion themselves. They tend to go well as a people manager. They can balance in personal and professional aspects of the work. Thinking. Stress does not affect those within thinking pattern. They don't respond emotionally to normal stress because they are not driven by their emotions. Thinking people find it difficult to relate to others. In most situations, they won't freak out or remain calm. Those who work in high-pressure environments can rely on them for consistent results. For example, they perform impressively an air traffic control or pilot. Searching for someone who is not afraid to speak their mind, one further with these people. However, you shouldn't count on them to establish rapport with people who are experiencing strong emotions, since they are unlikely to feel empathy and tend to keep to themselves. Patterns influence our working style. Story short 9. Three patterns that can work our best. Note that some people may have more than one style. Independent. Independent people prefer to work alone and take sole responsibility. Having others or taking one or more responsibility reduces their productivity. Interrupting them could lead to losing the train of thought. An independent person is suitable for management positions, but because they do most of the work independently, they struggle to build relationships. These people work in a room with closed door. They tend to forget to consult others when they are deciding. They can go for long periods at work without interacting with anyone else. Proximity people want a different area of responsibility. Also, they need people to be involved and nearby. They want clear responsibilities that involve others. Motivated. Proximity is best pattern for people and project managers. They make it clear to everyone. Proximity people do well in leadership jobs and well defined. They want clear responsibilities that involve others to be effective and motivated. If they are forced to work alone, their productivity will decrease. Cooperative. Cooperative people would like to work together and share responsibility. They adhere to the synergy principle. When people that the whole is larger than sum of its part, which whole they adhere to the synergy principle. Without supervision, they have difficulty meeting deadlines and completing tasks. Since they don't have a distinct area of to governor, they'll want to delegate as much as possible. Cooperative people would like to work together and share responsibility. Story short 10. Two pattern affects working organization. What methods do people use to plan their daily tasks? Do they focus on thoughts or feelings or concepts, tools and jobs? You can organize workplace in two ways, productively or sentimentally. Person people give attention to their own or others' feelings and thoughts. Feelings become so important that they become tasks. They will structure their job to rely on individuals and their sentiments, people in the category of skilled at building relationships. Think people focus on things like product ideas, tools and tasks. They see emotions as irrelevant in the workplace. They are task-oriented and eager to getting things done. Person people give attention to their own and other feelings and thoughts. Feelings become so important that they become tasks. They will structure their job to rely on individuals and their sentiments. People in this category are skilled in building relationships. Final words. Finally, the lab profile is in various settings. The book not only helps to communicate more effectively, but also shows how Roger Bailey tool may help you to understand how people communicate. To achieve many of your goals, you must avoid or overcome communication barriers. Using these skills will make you noticeable impact on your life and their lives. Your actions may have a big influence while or strengthening. This book will help you understand what people say and how they act in fresh ways. It can evoke emotions as well as the intellectual thoughts. Take these tools with you and use them the best you can make it. And you comprehend how people are different. Finding out what drives and sustains people might help you predict and affect their behavior. The book is intended for workplace. It is not help you to create rapport in social circles. Relationship building is not the same as influencing someone you met at the bar. Even though the content is presented in a fun manner, it reads like textbook to many. It becomes with an in-depth explanation and NLP jargon required for the lab. Various checklist examples, definitions, forms and templates are made available. An important theme in the book is use your perfect traits to influence others, yet humans are too far. Analyze it with a few questions. Here is why beautiful concepts more difficult in practice. Hence, while it's a beautiful concept, it's more difficult to practice. If you haven't read it, please do read it. Okay friends, then the book is very amazing, and I like personally like it the one particular point where the establishment of procedures and options are given, and I like the particular point. Let me share you that once again. People with options patterns. People show two patterns when it comes to their reason. The reason category describes how the person reasons. One is in contrast of new solutions, the other prefer to pick established rules. Options people require new ways of doing things. Procedure people prefer detailed step by step. Enjoy creating systems, but they are not keen on following them. People, options people can help breaking or bending. Think the rules they are excited to start anew, but they may be unmotivated or maintain a finisher. They may be reluctant to commit due to uncertainty. They make even notations. Procedure, correct way to do things, and they repeat the procedure once again. Without a process, a procedure person becomes disoriented or frustrated. They always try to finish the started. Procedure people tend to perfectionist, telling them they can break certain rules may offend them. Well friends, I guess the book is amazing, and then have a good day. It's good read.